Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love!
Welcome to Face Connecticut, an in-depth look at today's issues.
Hello and welcome to Face Connecticut. I'm Morgan Cunningham on WTIC News Talk 1080, Light 100.5 WRCH, and 96.5 TIC. Our focus this week is going to be on elder abuse awareness, and specifically for June, which is Elder Abuse Awareness Month. We are going to be joined by Liberty Bank Security Officer David Delvecchia. David, welcome to the program. Good to have you on.
Morgan, thank you for having me. Greatly appreciate the time.
You know, this is such a serious issue, and it seems like every time I hear about scams, they often target elderly people. But when you think about Elder Abuse Awareness Month, and we'll get into some of the specifics of scams and ways to protect yourself as we go through our conversation, what comes to your mind, though, first and foremost with this issue?
First and foremost, it's just the impact that it has on these individuals in our community. Our older population, often they don't have jobs anymore. They're retired. They're living off of either Social Security or retirement that they worked so hard for, and that drain on that when they suffer a loss, whereas someone that's in their 20s that falls for a scam or loses, a couple thousand dollars, they have the opportunity to make that up. Where somebody that's in their 80s and they're going month to month with their Social Security and paying for their groceries or utility bills or their prescriptions, that loss of money is a huge impact on them and really makes them suffer.
This is such a serious issue for you, for Liberty Bank. And I remember when I was lining this up with Liberty Bank and they recommended you and said that you're someone that advocates for protection for elderly people from this particular kind of issue. Why is it such an important topic for you specifically, Dave?
Well, specifically is, I did 25 years in law enforcement here in Connecticut prior to coming to Liberty Bank. And as I was looking to transition in my career, my mother herself was aging and we had to hire live-in aides to assist her. I was very active in her life and I showed up on a regular basis several times a week in my uniform on my way home from work. So these people knew what I did for a living, and they still took advantage of her and her kindness and would either use her debit card without her knowing, paying for, car payments and other different stuff within their own lives, and totally scammed her and took advantage and, defrauded her. And Liberty Bank, my mother was a customer of Liberty Bank at the time, and they stepped in to help her and just did a tremendous job. So I immediately was like, hey, I need to be part of that organization and bring that forward. Today just happens to be my mother's birthday. She's since passed, but so it's near and dear to me, and I've seen the impact that it has on individuals. So I try to bring that forward now, and we're like a force multiplier. We try to teach people within our community what to look out for and how to protect themselves, but we also teach all our teammates to then go out into the community and help as well, and help our customers as they come in with these situations.
It's important to point out, Dave, as you know, it's not always calls that people get from anonymous people, but can also involve people that are near and dear to you, who know you. It can come from anywhere, anyone, anywhere, right?
Morgan, it is unbelievable. When you look at the statistics of this, it's really almost 50% it's really 47% are family members that are doing this and perpetrating these, this financial exploitation. But then there's another 22% that are acquaintances. So, friends, neighbors, then there's the caregivers and people that you think you're entrusting. And it's about 17 to 20% that are actually fraudsters and scammers that are complete strangers to you.
How do they go after elderly people if they are, in fact, a stranger? Do they get information off the internet? Do they just call homes at random and hope to get somebody? Is it more targeted and more sophisticated, or trial and error, if you will?
Well, these people can, the scammers can sit back and, they can just launch things out there now. With the technology that's out there, almost everybody has a cell phone. So getting some sort of either random text of just a hello, or, hey, I my phone was damaged and I'm no longer know who my contacts are. And, so getting those random texts or pop-ups on the screen, just, in social engineering. So there's multiple different ways that they can go about it. But, once they get somebody to then they're looking to start that conversation and make sure that, hey, that number or that email is a legitimate one. And then they'll keep just coming at you with different tactics, whether it's a romance scam, an investment scam, a lottery scam. There's a lot of different scams out there. It's like what's old is new again. But anytime there's that pressure or threat or intimidation to make somebody act and just get you off balance so you're not thinking 100% clearly.
Liberty Bank Security Officer David Delvecchia is our guest on Face Connecticut. We're talking about Elder Abuse Awareness, which in June is Elder Abuse Awareness Month. David, let's go over some of those scams. You mentioned a few of them. The lottery scam, that's a classic one.
It sure is. And, it's really amazing how people just, think that they won millions of dollars, but they never actually entered into a lottery, or, they never actually signed up for the Publishers Clearinghouse, but they believe that they won this lottery or some sort of inheritance. And often with those comes, hey, you have to pay a processing fee or an attorney's fee first, or taxes ahead of time. But they're telling you to go get gift cards or to go transfer money through Bitcoin or something like that before you actually can receive all these millions of dollars in winnings. So if you haven't actually played the lottery, you're not going to win the lottery. So if it's too good to be true, that's my standard. If it's too good to be true, then it isn't true.
I'm glad you mentioned the crypto aspect, because unfortunately, crypto can often go undetected or can be transferred more easily, and it's harder for law enforcement to track it. We saw something similar in the investigation into the disappearance of Nancy Guthrie down in Arizona. But that is an interesting thing that people need to be aware of. If they're asking for crypto payments, it could very well be a scam.
It very well could be. There is some legitimacy to cryptocurrency, but they can give you, ghost screens or just screens to make it look like your investment's there. But once you give up that wallet, it's no longer really your money. Somebody else is in control of it, and that is gone very quickly.
Romance scams. These are actually pretty sad. They're emotionally taxing. Yeah, they are. Emotionally taxing, often loss of a big amount of money. What is a romance scam?
So a romance scam often starts, like you said, with either a random text message or, you know, all these different dating sites where you're going to get into conversations with people, and those people make that individual feel important, but they never actually meet in person. It's always, you know, photos or just some sort of text messaging back and forth. There's never any actual meeting in person. And, you know, loneliness it's a horrible thing. It's horrible to be lonely. And there's a lot of people that are lonely, but they are looking to fill that void. And often these scammers prey on that, and they just make you feel like you're in a legitimate relationship. And as that bond grows, then little things will be asked for. Hey, I need, you know, it'll be, hey, I need, you know, $500 to be able to pay for something. And then it leads to, hey, I have this investment opportunity where there's going to be a 20% return on your investment. Then it just keeps building until they take everything. Unfortunately, that's referred to as pig butchering, where they basically fatten the pig before they take it all and kill the relationship. So the relationship seems real, but it really isn't, and they just take advantage of you financially.
What can somebody do if they are perhaps going down that rabbit hole, unfortunately?
Well, I think one is that you hope that you have places that you can turn to, whether it be a family member or a friend, or, you know, even so Liberty Bank is very community oriented. We get to know a lot of our customers, come in and talk to one of us in one of our branches. And, you know, or even just take a second to think, hey, if these were the circumstances and the friend was telling you that, what advice would you give to your friend? So, you know, taking a step back for a second and be like, wait a second, this doesn't make sense. When you start to see a bunch of red flags, you know, stop it and then report it. The quicker you report something, the quicker that, you know, something could be done to protect you and prevent any further losses.
Let's talk a little bit about some tactics fraudsters use. Things need to be immediate. They make threats. They hope that people will act out of fear. Are those some of the top characteristics, whatever it is, a lottery scam or a romance scam, pig butchering, whatever it is there always that immediacy, that threat that's involved?
Yeah, it's that intimidation, the threats, the, hey, if you don't act now, you're going to be arrested. You know, we're going to let everybody know what's going on. You know, there's going to be some sort of exposure on something. So, you know, that often happens with grandparent scams and you know, in impersonation scams where, you know, maybe somebody's, you know, impersonating the IRS, hey, you haven't paid your taxes, or hey, one of the other ones that's out there is, we're in the area doing an investigation. We saw that child pornography is on your devices. You're going to be arrested unless you pay this. You know, while people know, hey, I'm not looking at child pornography, they must have found something that's accidental, but I don't want that out there because it's going to ruin my reputation. So I'm paying it. So take a time to take a breath, think about it before you act.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
That's so easier said than done, that people get worried about this stuff. It's tough.
100%. They pull on those heartstrings, and you know what grandparent isn't going to want to take care of their grandchild, especially when they get the call of, hey, grandma or grandpa, I've been in a car accident, I'm going to be arrested, and they're going to throw me in jail. You know, please don't tell my parents. You know, so you know, in those situations, you know, we recommend, hey, having a family code word, you know, so that you know that it is that individual. Because with technology nowadays, with, you know, spoofing, they can make the number look like the right number that is being called from. They can make the voice sound just like somebody. So, you know, these fraudsters do put time and effort into using technology to try to take advantage of people to be able to scam them.
In the case of using a phone call and a manipulated voice, David, you probably heard one of the tips is to have a family code word or a word that you and someone else would know, so that if you're in an emergency, there's only a word that you would know if you were that person, and that's something that a manipulated voice cannot possibly figure out, most likely.
100%. That's definitely a good tip and a tool to utilize.
Let's talk a little bit about how these crimes are actually investigated and ways that you can perhaps not just thwart them, but in the event that you fall victim to one, it might be able to be rectified. You mentioned that it has to be timely, David. That's one aspect, that the longer time goes on, the harder it will become to retrieve money that's lost. But can you give me some more perspective beyond the time aspect? What goes into investigating? What happens when someone does fall victim to a scam?
Yeah, so if somebody falls victim to a scam, you know, I highly recommend reporting it immediately. You know, reporting it to your local law enforcement and to your financial institutions, so that things can be, you know, locks can be put onto accounts so that nothing further is drained from the account or taken from the account. And then law enforcement can act on it, because there's an opportunity to actually try to either recover funds, or before any evidence is lost, they can actually act on it and be able to do something about it, you know, hopefully to be able to obtain an arrest for prosecution. But then, you know, really bigger is to prevent any further loss and to actually help protect funds and that individual. And then, you know, really to get services to the people and whatever they need to make them whole and protected and healthy.
Now, from the bank perspective, Liberty Bank, you know, if someone experiences this, obviously the police need to get involved. But what are some things that the bank offers or can do to try to help?
So from the bank side, as I said, we have, you know, we're really dedicated and have a team. We've been in business for over 200 years now. And we do take that one bank approach where we work across our departments to work with one another. So depending on whether it's something dealing with our online banking, or it's a debit card or credit card issue, or if it's some sort of ACH transfer or a wire, all our departments are, you know, trained and work together regularly to make sure that we really provide the best service to help our customers when something like this happens. And we also have, you know, tools in place to detect and prevent losses. So often we'll send out alerts or to customers to let them know, hey, we see something, or there's something that doesn't look right, you know, and, you know, to contact us. And the one thing I'll say is with that, you know, scammers are aware of that. So they sometimes use that and they'll contact people and say, hey, we're from Liberty Bank. So, you know, be mindful that there are people that out there are impersonating organizations that you trust. So if you don't know why somebody's calling you, hang up and use the number that you're familiar with and have verified to contact that organization back. So whether it's the number on the back of your credit card or stop into your local branch and speak to somebody in person. Don't always believe who you're talking to is really who it is.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because just the other day, Stratford Police put out a warning that there were a number of residents in their towns and presumably others across Connecticut, maybe across the country or the world, who are receiving similar types of calls that are from their bank, allegedly, and people are losing significant amounts of money because of those kinds of calls. I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yeah. It's with that technology, there's always good that comes, and then there's people that use it for the wrong intentions. So, yeah, just be mindful of when somebody does call you, they might not actually be who they say they are. So, you know, definitely verifying who you're talking to, and don't be afraid to call back, but call back to a number that you have verified independently. Don't call back just to a number that they provided.
David, you must go through a lot of training, you and your team at the bank, because these tactics, they seemingly change almost every day.
They do, for sure.
You've got to stay up on them.
Yeah, so here at Liberty Bank, we are definitely dedicated and commit a good amount of investment into our teammates to make sure that they maintain training and actually stay at least current or well ahead of the curve. So, you know, we do attend different professional training conferences to make sure that we are well informed and well trained and prepared for what's happening to be able to tackle that and those challenges that come every day. But we also build incredible partnerships with other financial institutions, with law enforcement, local, state, and federal. We have regularly scheduled meetings with different people, and we host different training events where we have outside partners come into the bank to provide, you know, a day of training. And along with that, we've done roundtables where we sit down with our law enforcement partners, both, like I said, local, state, and federal, to discuss matters on what's going on, how best to combat it, and then how best to work together to really effectively provide service to our customers in our communities.
I'm Morgan Cunningham. It's Face Connecticut. If you're just joining us recently, I'm talking with David Delvecchia, Liberty Bank security officer. You know, just looking at some statistics here, David, in a recent report, the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center said seniors remain the primary target for fraudsters. We established that already. Victims over the age of 65 and older report more than $7.7 billion in losses in 2025. That is simply breathtaking.
It really is breathtaking. And with those numbers, you know, you're looking at one in five people over the age of 65 become a victim of financial fraud or abuse. And, you know, some of that numbers that, you know, you had just mentioned are really believed to be underreported, just due to the fact that, you know, often when these happen, people are embarrassed or they feel that, you know, if they let their family or somebody else know, that some of their independence is going to be taken away. So there's, you know, there's a lot to it. So I think the numbers are even much higher than that. There was a report that I just read recently through AARP, and they had the estimated dollar amounts at $61 billion involved in elder exploitation.
David, as we get ready to wrap up here, are there any final thoughts that we haven't gotten to that you'd like to bring up?
Yeah, I think the really great thing is, you know, like I said, we continue to partner with all kinds of organizations, financial institutions, our law enforcement partners, but then also the ABA is the American Bankers Association, AARP. There's a lot of great resources out there. So, you know, some of the resources that, you know, customers can look at for tips and just what's trending. There's the FDIC Money Smart for older adults. There's, you know, all kinds of things from the ABA on elder financial exploitation. You know, banks will never ask that if you look that up. You know, AARP is always great, and they have the Fraud Watch. So there's a lot of resources out there that our, you know, our customers and our communities can really look at to do better. And just if you're ever involved in something, don't be afraid to report it. And just take a second before you make a decision. Take a deep breath. And if it's too good to be true, it really isn't true.
It's true. Don't be embarrassed to speak up if this does happen. You've just got to be brave and report it right away. David, before we go, is there any place where people can learn more information about what we've been discussing if they want to do a deeper dive or follow up on any of this?
Well, if you're here in Connecticut, by all means, reach out to us at Liberty Bank, and we'd be happy to help out because we are community kind. So the other places I would say to take a look, like you said, is AARP has a tremendous amount of information, very valuable. America's Bankers Association, ABA.com, Elder Financial Exploitation, bankers never ask that. And then, like I said, the FDIC Smart Money for Older Adults is also another great resource. So, and, you know, we all can get free annual credit reports. So, you know, get your free annual credit report and take a look just to make sure that somebody isn't already out there abusing you as well.
I appreciate your time, David. Thank you for joining us on Face Connecticut. Some great information. We'll talk again.
Morgan, thank you for your time. Really appreciate it.
Face Connecticut is a production of the News and Public Affairs Department of WTIC Radio.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.